A totem pole at the new $48 million RCMP detachment on Drinkwater Road and indigenous window art in the building's lobby were unveiled at a ceremony on January 15. Dylan Thomas, a Coast Salish artist from the Lyokesin First Nation, designed and created the totem pole, and was present when it was raised and blessed at the ceremony. Thomas explained to the large crowd of RCMP representatives, politicians and local officials that gathered for the ceremony that the totem pole depicts a human that has encountered the Thunderbird and is acquiring the Thunderbird's powers. In Coast Salish oral traditions, there are many stories about human beings acquiring the powers of supernatural beings such as the Thunderbird, he said. Artist Stuart Pagodwin, a Cowichan tribes member and active community advocate for Cowichan teachings and language, designed the window art for the lobby of the new North Cowichan, Duncan RCMP detachment. Cowichan tribes chief Cindy Daniels said the construction of the new RCMP headquarters, which is a hub detachment that includes the Indigenous Police Services team led by RCMP Corp. Jeremy Evans, marks the new beginning of the relationship between the Cowichan tribes and the RCMP that began several years ago, and the totem pole and First Nation art in the structure's windows are indicative of that. This totem pole demonstrates the RCMP's commitment to the new relationship, she said. I would like to recognize Staff Sergeant Ken Beard, head of the detachment, for his leadership in this process of establishing a working relationship that is more respectful and has greater awareness of our culture and our protocols. Daniels also thanked the municipality of North Cowichan for its part in the installation of the totem pole. Hoitisip ku to North Cowichan Mayor Rob Douglas, his council, staff, and the entire community for the generous financial contribution towards making this possible, she said. Douglas said that not only is the new RCMP headquarters adorned with magnificent First Nation artwork, the art also reflects the recognition of reconciliation. This is a tremendous addition to the building and is also sets the tone for collaboration, understanding and trust, he said.